94 Democrats could combine with allied independents and progressives in the House to produce a two-thirds majority of the 150 seats. With Republican gains in Tuesday's elections, Democrats will have 85 House seats in January, with progressives and independents holding 11. Republicans picked up two seats in the Senate, meaning Democrats and usually allied progressives will hold 21 seats, down from 23 of the 30 in the Vermont Senate chamber. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.